Eek. What's up, GWA Backstage? This is VS Secret Secret, and I am doing a Tell Me Your Secrets questionnaire from Owls Creaky. I don't know. Probably said these all wrong. I'm driving home because I got out of a meeting early, and I was like, fuck it, I'm not going back to the office. So, we're going. I'm also driving, so I don't know how this is going to sound. If it's going to be anything on here, who knows? And I'm trying not to crash my car. Like, that's probably, you know what, I probably shouldn't even be doing this right now, but you know what, we're going to live on the edge. Let's see, question, whatever I can see right now. How old were you when you the first time you started masturbating? I think I was like 9 or 10. I found my uncle's, it wasn't even Playboy, it was Hustler. I went straight to the top of like Smutty Smut. And I remember turning to just like a random page and I was like, what is that? I don't know what it is. And then I turned to the next page and I was like, oh, that's a woman's vagina. That's blatantly staring me in the face, like a double page spread woman vagina. That's what I saw. And then I just started looking through it and I was like, this is kind of making my down there bits tingly. Way too much information. So yeah, so like 9 or 10 is when I kind of started. Do you prefer to watch someone masturbate or to be watched? I'd rather watch someone else masturbate. It's not much fun to just twiddle a clit and there's nothing else to do. So I'd much rather watch a dude jack off. Have you ever been caught doing anything naughty? Yeah. Who has been caught masturbating? I think the best story, was years ago. Me and a boyfriend, one of his really good best friends, sure, was getting married, and he was one of the groomsmen, and, the morning before the wedding, we were fucking in the hotel room, and, we hear a knock on the door, and it's housekeeping, and we're like, no, we're okay, like, come back a different time. So, you know, I guess they leave. 5 minutes later, we hear the knock again, and we're like, nope, we're good. I guess she didn't hear us, proceeded to walk in. I am literally face down, ass up, in bed. Yeah. I think that's the... And then afterwards, we were like, I don't think we can continue. Because it was just kind of weird. But yeah. And then, the kicker of all this shit is... obviously, there's, you know, pictures at the wedding or whatever. So, his groomsman picture is like... plastered all over the internet. Memories, I guess. What is your favorite part of your body? My body? I don't know. My hair? My smile? My brain? I'm gonna go with my brain. I'm really, like, I don't know. I hate to, like, sound arrogant, because I'm not arrogant at all, but I'm kind of awesome. I'm also really nerdy, and geeky. There's a difference. I just like to know a lot of stuff. So, my body part is my brain. That's what I say. What are your top turn-ons? That's a plane flying overhead, in case you didn't know. Top turn-ons. I'm also chewing gum. Probably not the best audio. We're gonna see what this sounds like. Top turn-ons. I think confidence. Having self-confidence. And there's a very distinct line between self-confidence and cocky. Fuck cocky. In the bad way. Not the good way of fucking. Someone who's self-confident. A lot of times when I hang out with guys, or even girls in general, just people, it's like, know that you're awesome. This is probably my self-affirmation. Know that you're fucking awesome. Like, there's no one else out there doing what you're doing. I mean, maybe, yeah, but you're doing it, and you're awesome, and just, yeah, daily mantra, I guess. Also, people who have to, like, ask for permission to do shit, in general, there are certain rules for everything else, but, I mean, just do it. Just do whatever you want to do, as long as it's not hurting anyone else, and all that bullshit. Just do it. Anyways, I don't know. I might have to clear that out, because I'm gonna, what is your favorite place on your body for a guy to come? Inside my vagina. Also inside my mouth. I try to be clean with everything. God fucking jets, man. Yeah. Inside vagina, inside my mouth. Anything else? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Have you ever had sex somewhere public? No. I am very limited on the... very limited on the areas that I have had sex on. So, I mean, you know, a bed, a couch, your normal places of fornication. Haven't had sex in a car. I've had sex out in the woods. I mean, it was in a cabin, so yeah. I guess. So, but that's considered like a... It's not public. It was a private cabin. So, no. No public shit. Oh no, you blanked out. And I fucked up. Okay. Keep driving, stay in between the lanes, blah, blah, blah. Oh God, scrolling, braking. Okay, good. Come to a full and complete stop. What question was I on? Because clearly I did not prepare for this. Have you ever masturbated somewhere other than your house? Yeah. Other people's houses, in hotels, in my car. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Also, I'm a woman. I'm a lady. So, like, it doesn't get messy, or I guess as messy as, like, having cum spurt out a penis. Technical terms. Do you use a toy or your fingers? Old school, manual. I have toys, but it's like, why fix something that's not broken? And it's definitely not broken. So, my hands. Do you like facials? I don't know. I don't know. I've never had that happen. I just try to catch it all in one spot, so who knows? Have you ever been skinny dipping or streaking? Yes, I have been skinny dipping. Clearly this was in my youth. I was meeting a guy at the beach at night, which is nighttime skinny dipping, not the best now looking back on it, because, you know, like sharks and shit. Probably not good, but yes, I have. Have you ever gone out in public without any underwear or bra with the purpose of having guys look at you? No, not that, I mean, like, no. Don't normally wear underwear, so, and I definitely need a bra, because these ladies need some support. Ever flashed anyone? No. I have friends who have done it all the time, not me. Favorite position? Doggy. Like, yeah, that's all I can say. Doggy. Or, you know, if I just want to be lazy and, like, spooning position and just be lazy, yeah, but, yeah. What is something you've not tried before but really want to? Like, legit, like, dom submissive stuff. Like, you know, the light hair pulling, ass slapping stuff I've done before, but, like, yeah, just to, like, move a little bit past that. Actually, you know what? Funny story is, I have never, you know what? The shit that you remember. I have moved past that, but I've moved past that as the dom. Okay, so we're just gonna go on a tangent here. Funny story is, this was all, clearly my youth was a whole lot better than it is right now. I was visiting a friend in New York City, and her roommate at the time was a female dominatrix. And for some reason, this is a difficult commodity to find, I guess. I don't know. And this was, like, at the height of my, like, wanting to find out everything about sex and researching and, like, finding all these, like, things. Finding all these things. Use your words. So friend of a friend, we ended up going to a, BDSM club. I've obviously never been before. And so, like, how we worked it was, the friend who clearly knew what she was doing was the dominant, and then we would just play her submissive. So, like, if any other guy came up and talked to us, and we were not, like, okay with it, or, like, really nervous, or didn't know what to do, we would just play off like we were her submissives, and we couldn't talk to them, which was great, because I don't talk to people. But yeah, so we just, like, walked around the place. We saw some guy, you know, like, isn't it Alexander's Cross? Like, getting whipped by two females. Like, that was awesome. There was another room where, like, this guy was, handcuffed and had nipple clamps and whatever. And then, you know, grand finale, the guy that she was seeing, or doing whatever they do, I don't know, he was there, and she was doming him, and he asked if we wanted to try, and initially I was like, no, I can't, like, why, no, I can't, and then like, the bitchy part of me was like, you can't come to fucking New York into a BDSM club and say that you didn't do anything. So I got up the courage and I paddled him first. Like, it was like a ping pong paddle, but with like padding, leather stuff. And I did it the first time, and was it the leather or was it a riding crop? No, I think it was a paddle, and I just like went for it, and it was the most exhilarating feeling I have ever experienced. And I was like, oh my god, this feels so fucking good. Clearly everyone in the room looked at me and I was like, I'm sorry, clearly this is all brand new to me. But yeah, so he kind of taught us how to like properly hit people. This is so weird. And so like I used the paddle and I used like a riding crop. I learned how to flog and like do like the like different I'm drawing a blank. Like different pressures, so like you could do like a really light pressure or you can like really like do what anyways. And then grand finale, I slapped a grown man's bare ass with my bare hand. Yeah. It was good. It was good times. Great learning experience. All right, I am almost home, so I'm going to stop this audio, figure out my life, and then try and, you know, do this all together. All right, that's it. God, we're already at 17 minutes. Okay, I'll be back.